Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, markets this week came down pretty good. First time in a bit. We had inflation news come out Friday. Wasn't that great. And the Dow was off for the week 3%. S&P down almost, it was down 2.7, almost 3%. NASDAQ, wow, that just keeps being volatile, down 3.3%. The International EFI Index off 1.2. The 10-year Treasury, we're going to talk more about this a little later. 10-year Treasury is trying to get to 4%. Closed at 3.95%. Year-to-date, we're now flat. But the 10-year is doing a pretty good effort at getting close to 4% again due to the inflation news. Oil this week, up slightly, $76.60 a barrel. And you've got bonds up about 1% now year to date. So what happened this week that rocked the market on Friday? Because we were going along, things were looking pretty good. We had a nice beginning of the year. And next thing you know, things start falling out of bed. Now, you may remember we've been talking about this. I've been trying to prepare you for the volatility that I had said was likely to come. And I don't think it's over. So let's look at what happened this week that made this just happen. So we have this thing called Core PCE Price Index. And what that is that's basically the way the Fed looks at inflation. They look at this index. They determine whether or not there's inflation based on what the index says. Now, the number came in yesterday, came in at 4.7%. This was on Friday. And that was higher than what the market was looking for. The market was looking for around 4%. And so we had 4.7, which was higher. And that's a problem. And the reason it's a problem is because it shows that inflation pressure is not decreasing, which we call disinflation, which is what we're looking for, but it's called inflation increasing. And that's what that means. So the fact that inflation is not getting better, it's just getting worse, that makes it much more likely that the Fed is not going to back off raising interest rates. They're not going to back off going the other way, which is what the market was anticipating. And what that does is it creates a headwind on stock. It just makes it tougher for companies to make money. Now, you add that recipe into the market, which is already a little nervous, and you get a reaction. And that's what happened Friday, and that's why the market fell apart on Friday. But it gets deeper than that. And here's another area I'd like you to understand or look at as you think about the stock market and how you allocate your money, particularly given the environment we're heading into. Because right now, as you step outside, it's cold. It feels cold. We don't know if a big storm's coming. You don't know if it's going to snow. I mean, a lot of crazy things happening right now. And the market's really no different because it's trying to figure out where we're going. So one of the measures that we use is something called the equity risk premium. Now, what does that mean? Equities are stocks, for those of you who don't know. We call equity stocks, fixed income or bonds. And what we look at is what's the risk-reward ratio by owning stocks compared to bonds. That's what this equity premium is after. So right now, let's revisit this concept of equity risk. I'm going to define that. The equity risk premium equation is a way to measure how expensive stocks have become when you look at bonds in comparison. Because think about it this way. If you're buying stocks, typically you're taking more risk than if you buy, say, a treasury, because the treasuries are federally insured. Now, equity risk premium measures the current earnings yield of the stock market against, in this case, the 10-year treasury. Remember, I talked a little bit earlier about the 10-year treasury. I'm coming back to it now. So to calculate the earnings yield or the equity risk premium, what we do is we flip the price to earnings ratio equation upside down. So PE is the way you look at stocks. If you flip it the other way, EP, you're looking at equity premium. Now, We say that the estimate on the S&P 500 right now for 2023 is roughly $225 a share. And if I use Friday's S&P 500 settlement, where it closed, you get a earnings yield of just a little bit over 5%. So to calculate the equity risk premium, then what we do is we subtract the 10-year note. And as you remember, the 10-year treasury closed yesterday at 395. So the yield is 395. And if we subtract that from Friday's close, you're looking at an equity risk premium of slightly over 1%. Now, that is one of the lowest readings we've seen since, get this, 2007. And if you think back to 2007, I remember it vividly. What was going on then? Yeah, we were in a pretty hot real estate market. Remember, stocks were flying. And you had them overpriced. And then what happened in 08? We had a correction. June of 08, things started to unravel. And by September, October, we were in big trouble. So one way that we measure the risk of stocks is by looking at this comparison. So even though stocks began the week roughly 15% below the all-time high reached in 2022, because remember, the S&P 500 reached an all-time high early of last year. It doesn't seem likely because last year was so painful. But remember, it went up and then it started to come way down. But what I'm saying from the analysis that we're just talking about is the S&P 500 right now, it's not cheap. In fact, that index is currently as expensive as it's been in 16 years when you look at it compared to the bond market. And so if you step back, this is where I'm going to pivot here. If you step back and you look at shorter duration treasuries right now, 1 year treasuries, they're paying over 5%. So given the uncertainty of the horizon right now, unless you really do have a structured portfolio where you know where you're going to be living off of that money and where it's coming from for, say, the next year, it might not be a bad idea if you're looking for some income right now to take a look at the shorter term treasury market. Now, we do have some other ideas I'll be talking about in the show today, because part of the sequence of return risk that I'm going to be getting into deals with how do you produce income when markets are bouncing around. You don't want to be forced into a position where you have to sell off your stocks that, like, say you have some tech stocks right now and they're down 20-30%. And now all of a sudden you got to start selling them to live off of because you got to pay your bills. That's not a good position to be in. And I know a lot of people get into that just because they didn't know any better.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.